Happy Monday to you and welcome back to the Drivecast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And we jump back into our current series called Prodigals, where we're looking at the characters and probably the most well-known parable that Jesus ever taught. So maybe some of the most well-known characters that he ever described in the parable of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. And really this second week, we focused on the older brother in the story. But it's this reality that we're talking about that everyone is homesick. We are all always trying to get back home spiritually. I kind of began this week talking about my mom who had dementia. And one of the things as her dementia progressed, she always said was, I want to go home. And my dad, my siblings, and I tried to console her with the fact that she was home. My parents have ever only owned one house. My dad even tried driving her back to the house she grew up in on Greasy Ridge in southern Ohio, but not even that satisfied her. It's, I've learned this is common with dementia patients over time. They want to go home even though they don't really know where home is. And spiritually speaking, I think that's so much it describes us. Like we're all trying to get home to a place where we're settled spiritually, where we're confident and secure. We just don't always know where it is. It's the subject of great novels and poetry and music. It's Odysseus trying to get back home to Penelope in Homer's Odyssey. It's Bono trying to work out his spiritual journey and still haven't found what I'm looking for. We're all trying to get home. And the older brother in this story, he's just relying on religiosity to get him home. Tim Keller used to call these self-salvation strategies, ways that we tell ourselves, that we justify ourselves so that we know that we're okay. But in these stories in Luke 15, there's this tie between repentance and really great parties. As people repent and turn towards God, heaven is joyful about that. And we think about repentance like it's only tied to salvation, and it's not. We need to repent every day. We need to turn our heart God's direction every single day. But in the elder brother, there were three things that Jesus particularly describes about him and about his religion that are spiritual killers. The first one, Luke chapter 15, 28, is that he was angry. Now listen, not all anger is bad, right? There's a kind of anger that's righteous, but it's also rare among human beings. Most of our anger is self-justifying. And he was angry, angry that the Father hadn't favored him. He was trying to earn his Father's favor. Now, what's ironic, obviously, is he already had his Father's favor. The Father said, you've always been with me. But he wanted a religion where his performance elevated him and earned him more favor from his Father. And obviously that's descriptive of us. Like what we really want at our core is we want grace, God's unearnable goodness. I know unearnable is not a word, but like my roots go back to Greasy Ridge, right? So give me a break. I know that that's not a word, but descriptive, right? It's not earnable. Grace is not opposed to effort, but it is opposed to earning. Following Christ takes effort. It's not passive. But we need to understand that we can't make ourselves more favorable, that God doesn't just tolerate us, but his great desire is to be with us. He loves to forgive our sins. But that anger led to isolation. The son refused to go in. And we talked about in the consolation or in the context, especially of this week, you know, launching a new term of life groups, like we need each other. If you're not connected to a group, man, get connected to a life group. We will help you however we can. If you need help from our Lewis Center campus, just text Nathan S at lifepointohio.com and he will help you get connected to a group. But the last thing, and maybe the most telling, I think, is the categorization that happens by religious people. He says about his own brother, he says, when this son of yours came back, he doesn't say my brother, this son of he puts his brother in a different category than he's in. And Maybe we'd like to say, this is all the older brother. But the truth is, we're all religious. We're all religious about something. Something you have to know you're okay, to even to be happy, your look, being accepted by a certain group, the number of clicks you get online, your income, your likability and reception from other people. But man, do we all, what we really want is the favor of the Father. I think I want fairness. And that's what the older brother thought he wanted. Let's just be fair. But we do not want fairness. Fairness, for me spiritually, fairness means I get what my sins deserve. Fairness means I spend eternity separated from God in hell. No, what I want from God is favor. Now, I want grace. And so I want to pray for us today from the grace perspective, that today we would repent, turn our heart God's direction. Then I'll give you the opportunity to pray. God, will you help us today? God, will you give us an awareness of the grace that we need? Save us from self-justifying religiosity and just enjoy what you have lavished on us in the cross. Now you take the opportunity to pray.